it's similar to the bill that was passed before, but the purposes are the same. In order to give moms and dad an opportunity to spend time with their children, their newborn child, at a very, very critical time. But it's provide all federal employees with 4 weeks of paid parental leave. Years ago, when I was chairman, a ranking member, not chairman, of the House Select Committee on Children, Youth, and Families, we had pediatricians come in and experts talk about how the bonding process with the child begins immediately upon birth. They're literally the breath of the mother's breath on the child is the beginning of the bonding process. You're beginning to literally shape that child. So that important point time, you know, you just want the mom and the dad, but to be spending time to rather than having to go back to work and the child, you know, doesn't have the mother there. So that's, there are many economic reasons and all the others, but I just think that first couple of weeks, that first month or two, are really absolutely positive, but categorically critical for the child and the mother. And that's the purpose of the bill, from my point of view.
Sure.
Others can put in for different reasons, but I remember the hearings we would have. And are you married? Do you have kids?
No, sir. But I have a lot of family members who have kids.
Well, literally, they say that upon the birth of the child, when the baby is literally put in the mother's arms in the first breath, the bonding between the mother and the child and the shape of the child begins at that point. And so that's why you want to have the mother to be able to be there and spend the time rather than having to rush back to work to make a living to keep the family in operation.
Sure. So. Mr. Wolf, I was wondering, sir, the bill passed the House in the last Congress, fairly overwhelming margin.
It was an overwhelming vote. It said that it passed the House last year by 278 to 146.
And it didn't get very far over in the Senate. Did they just run out of time over there?
You know, I can't speak for the Senate. I don't know. You know, that could have been in because it was late in the session, if I recall, last year. So maybe it did just run out of time. I don't know whatever happened over in the Senate. I think Senator Webb could better answer that question.
Sure. We'll bring that up with him next time we have a chance to talk. What do you think the bill's chances of passage are?
Think very good. I think very good. I think we're starting very early in the session. So it would be my prediction this will pass both House and Senate, become law.
And if it does pass, do you think President Obama will sign off on it? He's very much a family man.
Well, I would expect he would. I would expect he would. I don't know if he voted on this over in the Senate or has ever co-sponsored, but my expectations is that he would.
Well, it sounds like you've got some pretty good, some good co-sponsors on this bill, and it looks like at least the prospects seem to be good for passage this year, sir.
I think they are, yeah. My expectations by the end of the year, this will be law.